I'm glad you came over. I know that I've been persistent with getting you to hang out, but I just think I need to get something out of my system. So we can put a movie on if you like. I don't have that many, but or I think I could do something that might be a little bit more fun than watching a movie. I got this a year ago. I walked into a store that sold sex toys. I've never done that before. And all I could think about was which toy might have represented what you had. I settled for a vibrator because I wanted to keep that a little fantasy. So, anyways, I figured out how to use it pretty fast. No one's gonna be home for the entire night. My roommate gave me the apartment to myself. So, I'm gonna take off my clothes. And I'm gonna lay here beside you. And I'm gonna show you exactly how wet you make me. I've been thinking about you since high school, since we met your senior year. It drove me insane. I wore everything. Well, I practically wore nothing to get your attention. I don't know if you remember, but it was the day that we had to give reports in sociology. And I decided to sit front row because you were giving your speech that day. And I didn't wear any panties. I know you saw. I know. Because when you were talking, I dropped a pencil. I didn't pick it up, but I watched you watch it fall right between my legs. And I watched your eyes didn't follow the pencil. They stayed on my pussy. And I watched you. I fuck my pussy. I mean, you got a good grade, but I thought you were a little distracted. But you never made a move on me. So I started getting a little bit more drastic. I knew where you parked. Right outside the band room. where the door was always open. I started parking there very quickly. I would touch myself in the car, waiting for you to get there. And I know you saw me. Did you ever go home and touch your cock at the thought of me? My pussy that only got wet for you. Once you graduated, I thought I'd get over you, but it drove me insane. The thought of you and what was underneath those pants. Coming and ravaging me finally drove me up a wall. I remember the first Thanksgiving break that I went to college. I saw you. And I had forgotten about you for a little bit. But I saw you walking toward that girl's house. Well, I don't know if you were actually going there, but I remember thinking that you were gonna fuck her. Like I wanted you to fuck me. So I went home. And I fucked myself so hard. That's when I started talking to you again. And I know that's why you came over today. You know what I've wanted. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Do you see how wet I am? For you. I barely fit a finger in. While I'm having this vibrator to my clit. All I can think about is how hard you might be able to fuck me. No. How hard you can fuck me. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. My pussy is hanging around my finger. I think I'm hitting my G-spot. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God, it's getting warm. Right there. Watch me. Watch me. Oh. What are you waiting for?